This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And we'll start in China, where we learned today that manufacturing activity fell last month for the first time in almost a year. That's putting more pressure on Chinese officials to do something to stimulate the economy. Meanwhile, in Europe, we learned this morning that manufacturing activity in the Eurozone fell last month for the 13th straight month. That'll put more pressure on the European Central Bank, which is set to lay out its plans to save the euro later this week. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. She's with us live, as she is every Monday. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with China. Do you think that the government there is going to inject some stimulus into the economy? And if they do, what effect might that have on our economy?
Well, they've already started taking steps towards stimulus, but right now their efforts are being complicated by the fact that they're in the middle of a big political transition that's even more significant than the election that we're in the middle of. So that's kind of slowing things down, and I think it's probably going to be a few more months before we see their efforts gaining traction.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because it's been brought up time and time again that it's going to be difficult for the Federal Reserve here in this country to do anything between now and the election because it's going to be seen as political, whatever they do. Do you think that that is going to keep Ben Bernanke and the Fed from acting in this country to stimulate the economy?
Actually, I don't think it will. I think we heard from Chairman Bernanke Friday. He gave a very clear and forceful speech, and the Fed is going to, I believe, take action before the election, and that will demonstrate their political independence. They're going to act based on the U.S. economic performance, which Chairman Bernanke labeled far from satisfactory, and under their mandates, they're required to take action.
Well, what about the good signs that have been coming out of the U.S. economy, though, recently? We've had sort of an uptick in the housing market finally, and job growth that's not great, but it's okay. I mean, don't you think that there's a case to be made then that they shouldn't do something right now?
Well, everything we've seen, even some of the better numbers over the last month, still is not consistent with anything better than 2% growth. And that is what most economists estimate as the economy's trend. And so that's not going to be enough to bring down the unemployment rate. And that's what the Fed's job is to do, is to bring that unemployment rate down. So it's okay, but it's not good enough. And we're just not making enough progress on that, those unemployment measures, and so the Fed needs to take some action.
All right, and what about Europe, Julia? We've got this big European Central Bank meeting on Thursday. We'll finally perhaps find out what the head of the ECB, Mario Draghi, meant when he said he'll do whatever it takes to save the euro.
I think things are more complicated for the ECB. They made some very strong statements about their willingness to act, but their ability to act is going to be a little bit more restricted. The ECB has to wait until Spain actually asks for support before they can take action, and Spain hasn't yet asked for support. So all they can do this week is continue to signal that when the time comes, they're willing to act, but they can't actually take action in the near term. So it may be more towards the end of the year before we actually see the ECB in the markets taking action, helping to stimulate the economy over there.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.